1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Trump assassination attempt. I'm Dave Packer. A spectator was killed and two others wounded by gunfire at former President Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. But the former president's senior campaign advisors say this morning that he is in great spirits and doing well after Saturday's assassination attempt. The shooter identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania.
Law enforcement sources tell ABC News the shooter fired as many as 8 rounds using an AR-style rifle from a rooftop 200 to 300 yards away. Trump releasing a statement that reads in part, "I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin."
ABC's Perry Russum. The suspected shooter is dead, and ABC News has learned that Butler Township police were looking for a suspicious person in the area of the rally just before the shooting. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Mohn reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers let one slip away.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers blew a 5-0 lead as the Nationals chipped away and came back to win 6-5 Saturday at AmFam Field. What will this young Brewers team learn from this one? Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, they got to go through it. You know, it's Major League Baseball. It's hard to get a Major League win. You got to play every pitch, and this is what you learn from. Nobody expected us to get out of the gate. We've said it a million times. Not going to apologize for it. You know, like nobody expected. With all the injuries, all the adversity, we get out there, we race out there, and now we're facing it.
NBA action underway in Las Vegas. The Bucks' Marjan Bolchamp on how he felt in his first summer league game of the season.
Yeah, the first quarter, I thought I came out aggressive, just try to, you know, bring your energy at first. And, you know, and as the game goes on, you know, you get a little tired, get a little fatigued. That's because, like, my legs weren't under me and I didn't feel right. And, yeah, I just got to clean that up a little bit. And, yeah, I just try to, you know, just try to be aggressive and, you know, take the shots they give me.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls 96-89 with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms out there for today. We'll see mostly sunny skies in between and highs in the upper 80s, a west wind. Tonight, one or two showers and storms. Lows will drop to near 70 degrees. Currently 71 degrees.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot for a look at the forecast for the weekend. Brian Kuklinski swings in from the Green Bay Rockers.
Then we'll play a round of Who Are You? That'll be fun.
Well, that's debatable. Join us.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. It's in the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Back we are, the music of the stars till high noon central. The music of the stars, Tony Bennett, we're on the air.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, that means the lady's in love with you. And if she can't dress for a date without that waiting you hate, that means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join the table, but she will find that faraway booth for two, well, Jack, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you. When your friends ask you over to join that table, but she will find that faraway booth for two. Well, Jack, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with, the lady's in love with, the lady's in love with you.
Lesser, Burton Lane. The music of the stars on a beautiful mid-July, huh? But then mid-July has a way of turning into the end of July. Turns in, well, now that you're all depressed. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. For 97 years, local news, and now, now timeless hits. Frank Lesser, Burton Lane. Can't afford to lose these guys. But it's here on the Music of the Star. I'm Lou Regani. The Civic Media Radio Network. Every Sunday. And worldwide, civicmedia.us. Bob Hope.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, well, you'll know the lady's in love with you.
If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you.
And when your friends ask you over to join the table,
but she picks a faraway booth for two,
oh, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands.
Because the lady's in love with you. If you've been traveling by plane,
yeah,
and she begs you to please take the train, you know the lady's in love with you.
If she's met your old flames and she keeps track of their names, well, the lady's in love with you.
And if she phones you but doesn't reverse the charges, like all kinds of lady friends often do,
oh, Hope, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Now look, if she's allergic to fish, but you say fish, so it's fish, well, hold tight, it means the lady's in love with you.
A fish, 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 if she should sneak a quick look inside your little red book, oh, the lady's in love with you.
And Sunday night when you take her to see that movie, nah, it'll be two loges, please.
Honey, honey, The balcony seats will do.
Yeah, what? Well, sir, that's just how it stands.
You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love.
You mean that lady's in love?
Well, I didn't say nothing else but the lady's in love
with you.
Of the Stars since 1992 and now worldwide via civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Every Sunday morning, 7 till noon, Central Time. Nora, from The Sound and the Fury. Not too many songs written about July. Julie London, Pete King and the orchestra.
Taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sleigh. A mockingbird whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think
favorite bands has always been Souter Finnegan. Didn't last long. RCA Victor insisted they go on a national tour. Nobody went. While they existed, Eddie Souter and Bill Finnegan, a buddy of mine, said that was a mistake to begin with. Well, it sounds that way, but he said, no, it goes beyond that. RCA goofed up. They wanted an easy listening orchestra. Eddie Souter and Flanagan, Ralph Flanagan, the booker, got Mike Finnegan. And what a band they put together in those few years. Let's take a sleigh ride with Souter Finnegan. Happy summer, everybody. Sergei Prokofiev. One of the greatest jazz bands ever. Souter Finnegan. sad story there. These guys were great big band arrangers. Bill Finnegan, Eddie Sauter. Started in 1952. Well, they had a 3-year contract with RCA Victor to make about 16 records a year. Sally Sweetland, same lady who did that vocalese on Star Trek, was their vocalist. Andy Roberts did the male vocals. Well, they were a flop on the road. They played in dance halls instead of auditorium. They ran up such debt that they had to fold. I often wondered, till I researched. Eddie Sauter said, "We're popular, we're famous. That doesn't mean you can meet your weekly payroll. We were deeper and deeper into a financial hole. Took him 7 years to pay it all off." But they got together for one more album, 1959. Eddie died in 81. And Bill Finnegan put the band together again for New York City concerts. Sauter Finnegan, Sally Sweetland. This is from a movie the Catholic Church condemned. Because somebody said the word virgin.
Money grows on trees. The desert starts to freeze. Cats converse in perfect Pekingese. And sometimes a dream like you comes true. Now and then when the moon is blue. So perhaps could be
that ordinary me
stands a chance with extra special you.
They tell me
that miracles come true.
Just to rip.
If the moon is blue, I'm in your spell.
And folks are talking, they might as well.
Can't be denied.
How can I hide the fact that I go walking
with both my feet 10 feet above the sidewalk? Now I think I see
a taxi up a tree,
a lamppost,
and a spaniel drinking tea.
So tell me that you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June because the moon.
a taxi up a tree, a lamppost and a spaniel drinking tea.
So tell me that you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon.
Sydney Torch with Shooting Star. That was used so many times by different radio shows, later television. Frank Sinatra, Billy May.
Let her go, Let her go, let her go. You gotta realize this is the wind up. Things will be much better when you make your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go.
Joe Marsala wrote that. Stars. Harbor Music every Thursday all summer long. And bring your lawn chair and chill out in the cool grass next to the Racine Harbor every Thursday. It's free every Thursday night. The evening starts at 7, runs till 10. Drinks available. Food trucks are there. And a Harbor Market, make those summer memories. The next one, July 25th, 4 till 7. Check it out at downtownracine.com. Mark your calendar. Unforgettable nights, Thursdays, at Racine's Harbor Market. Make those memories. Come on, it's July. Mid-July at that. Now that you're all depressed, this'll do more. Joe Raposo, master of music and lyrics, and Gordon Jenkins, the orchestra, and Francis Albert.
To be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen, and the air was such a wonder. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark
right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right
music of the stars. Michelle Legrand. Jack Jones.
Don't get up. I just want to ask you a little advice. I know you're interested in Tilda Mullen, and they've been fighting to get her on TV. Well, I don't know too much about TV. I just get home in time to see part of the Late Late Show. You ever see it? Isn't it great? I love the dialogue those old-timers use when they say things like,
"All right, punk, lay off our property, you know what I mean? Act wise, or I'm gonna fill you so full of holes, you'll make a Swiss cheese look like solid rock. Keep off the grass, sonny boy, you know what I mean? Don't get too smart. Else I'm gonna make you a lead necklace." That's what you see when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show. Don't you wish you were there instead of here, snuggled in your armchair with a bottle of beer on your TV when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-ha's from those immortal cinema stars. Come on, you wish you were there right now, I know. Watch another Late, but watching the great Late Late Show. I just love the dialogue when they say things like, "All right, punk, I'm trying to talk to you as nice, but you won't listen. It's better listen, else I'm gonna turn you every way but loose. And remember, Barrymore, acting Harry, Jules and singing Mary, sparking Nelson Eddy, Charles Boyer kissing Hetty, Eddie Cantor, hands a-clapping, Ruby, Keeler tapping, Cagney, Belton Bogey, Edward G, yeah, yeah, and his stogie. Oh, I love him. He's so little, but when he grabs people and he says, "Oh, now, see here, yeah, you behave yourself, son, yeah, or I'm gonna go over you like a steamroller, yeah, and I'm gonna shove you under somebody's dong, yeah. And remember, Helen Kane, Oopoopadoopa, Little Jackie Cooper, Fred Astaire and Rogers, C.R.B. Smith and those other codgers, James Durante, good old Nosey, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, Mae West, come up and see me, and Chevalier with his Mimi, Mimi." But I love the gangsters the best when they say things like, "All right, punk, this is the showdown. Don't try to muscle in. My boys and I, we invented the word muscle. You know what you are, boy? You're a grape. And we're the heels, and we're gonna squash you." That's what you see. Watching the Late Late Show with its thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars. Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home? Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home and watch the Late Late Show? I told him, Fatso, watch the Late Late Show. He got the message. Watch the Late Late Show, and I mean it.
great Phil Silvers, the music of the star. TVs are fine to watch movies or your cell phone, but still, nothing like the communal experience in a real theater. Goes up and
after nearly 40 years, a landmark in Bridgeport plans to open its doors again. The historic Romova Theater has been undergoing a transformation.
Soon, it'll be a live music entertainment venue with room for more than 1,500 people. CBS 2's Noel Brennan stopped by for a sneak peek.
You know, a solid 3 years of cleanup and construction and restoration to get us to this point.
The small stuff is all that remains.
It's hard to believe it's real.
The big overhaul at the Romova Theater in Bridgeport is done.
Blood, sweat, tears, years, and beers has gone into this spot.
Pete Faulkner is director of operations.
Well, here, let me show you two vantage points.
And he can point out what's new inside this old space.
The stage is all new, sound and lighting, obviously, because back in the day where this curtain was, it was just a movie screen, and that was it.
Built in 1929, the theater closed its doors in 1985. But joined the National Register of Historic Places in 2021.
Everything in the inside was just deteriorating and had been left untouched, you know.
New owners and new investors like Chance the Rapper, Jennifer Hudson, and Quincy Jones helped revitalize the theater on Halsted.
The architecture and all of the ornate plasterwork and decorations, that all had to be restored as close to its original state as it originally was back in 1929.
The historic Romova Theater has been restored, reimagined, and soon it'll reopen.
Rui, Ballyhooey, Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
There's Doris. Hooray. The music of the stars. Stand by for news.
The things I used to love.
Is no more. Much to the surprise of the city, demolition crews tore down the Parma Theater today. Our Homa Bash was there as it happened. Homa, it all unfolded very quickly, we hear.
That's right, Dome. The demo started about 8 this morning. I can tell you it was fast and furious while we were out there. Despite the fight to save this theater, in just a matter of hours, that piece of Parma history came tumbling down.
Brick by falling brick. The iconic Parma Theater came crashing down Monday morning.
This definitely did not have to happen.
Wayne Mesker is part of the Friends of Parma, a group that's been trying to save the 78-year-old theater. It was shut down in 2012 and damaged by arson soon after. The group's hope was to turn it into a multicultural arts hub for the city.
Like they have done in Tremont, like they have done with the Capitol Theater over in Gordon Square.
That hope, now basically a pile of rubble.
Stand by for news. Of the stars. Back after news.
We're at 19. Moonbeam.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.